The story of American planes and the adventures of the men who fly them will be the material for the new series of programs to be written, produced, and narrated by Orson Welles. Hear this thrilling series over this station tomorrow night and every Monday at 7:15 p.m. Eastern War Time, 6:15 p.m. Central War Time, and for the Mountain and Pacific Coast Zones, 9:15 p.m. Mountain War Time and 8:15 p.m. Pacific War Time. The Columbia Workshop presents Proclaim the Morning, an original verse drama by David Ross. The voice of the woman is Miss Helen Menken, and the narrator is Mr. Ross.
I saw him with mine own eyes. Cockerel, rooster, chanticleer, morning's minstrel, fighter of darkness. I saw his wattle shaking like a flag, his tail feathers like an army with banners. I heard the cry of one who loves the morning and will not take darkness for his answer. I saw him advance upon the grisly shape whose mouth was fanged, whose drool was white upon the wind. I heard him fling grenade after grenade of sound from his throat's arsenal, till darkness cowered before him, then turned tail and fled. I saw him with mine own eyes. Cockerel, rooster, chanticleer, morning's minstrel, fighter of darkness. Is he not St. George, slayer of the dragon, whose evil is darkness? Is he not David, fighting for the Lord's word, against Goliath, whose evil is darkness? Let me thank Cockerel for the morning sun. Out of your small and battle throat, out of your gravel throat, O challenger of darkness, you hurl your shrapnel sound. You play no softly to him whose game is terror, but let him have it with your granite answer. For darkness loves the soft adversary. The weak publishes strength. The complacent are gravy for his dish. But the strong, whose head is in the free air, the brave, who are brothers of the morning, will give no inch to him who, inch by precious inch, has stalked the earth till continents are dark with his shadow. Out of your throat's arsenal, hurl your sound grenades, O Cockerel. Proclaim the morning. Good morning.
Good morning, darling. Drink your milk.
Good morning, Dobbin. Yes, sir. Here's your feed bag.
Good morning, Sam. Breakfast ready.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
To you, America. Good morning. To the farmer in field or barn at cockcrow. To you at the milking pails at daybreak. To you sitting down with your families over toast and coffee by the light of lamps. To you on the roads, breathless with errands. We say good morning. To you on the night shift, among wheels and lathes and molten metals. To you who rivet and grind and hammer the steel. To you in the singing arsenal of democracy, good morning to your music. And to you on the harsh tide, in determined cruisers and battle wagons, ranging the seven seas. To you, airmen, seated in freedom's cockpit, battling in all the skies of heaven. To you fighters pushing back the night. To all of you holding the morning for us. Holding the darkness at bay. We cry, good morning. Good morning. Yes, that's one way of saying good morning. Yet there are other ways to talk of light, other ways to speak the name of morning. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is another way of saying good morning. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Is not each syllable there so washed with sun as to make a shining in the heart of man? Come, I will make the most splendid race the sun ever shone upon. I will make divine, magnetic lands with the love of comrades, with the lifelong love of comrades. For you, these for me, O democracy. For you, these songs. Thus, Walt Whitman, the Golden Cockerel, said to the states his own good morning. But wait, here is yet another way to say it. A way so bathed in light, it is itself the morning. It is itself the core and fire of the sun.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Good morning. Good morning, Cockerel, prodigious warrior. You do not parley with darkness. Would you persuade the Black Death by word, or halt its dominion by signed agreement? You know the germ that multiplies itself by division of its victims, how it cries for living space till its flag is planted in your lungs.
And when the so-called democratic controls say, when will Hitler come? I say,
and so the germ of violence, whining for a small helping, weeping for a little crumb, a little seaport here, a little frontier there, has gulped down a nation and slaughtered a hemisphere of nations. Yes, Cockerel, you make no truce with stealth, nor mistake the toothful grin for friendliness.
The Japanese government is happy to continue this discussion with a view to establishing a basis for friendship and mutual trust.
Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. You know, O Cockerel, the monster's appetite, and to appease the darkness is to end up in his gullet. You know this darkness well, and what is dark and skulks and sucks the morning dry is conquered by what is brave in you and by your need of sun. Do men by voweled ways and the soft syllables of compromise hope to controvert the knight whose speech is guttural with terror, whose mouth is nettled, whose rebuttals come in tank divisions, whose rhetoric is the bomb's reprisal, who argues decencies with darkness, is a dead duck. Look, Chanticleer, look out beyond this land, and see how on the very throat of Europe the dark is sprawled and sucks the marrow of man's hope. There is no morning there, but darkness, which throbs and festers like a wound. Come, Chanticleer, beam your brave throat toward Europe. Let them not forget you. They knew you in happier days. Let them not despair the late season. Tell them that even now, in this winter of delay and calamity, their morning grows and ripens. Oh, Europe, that part of you which is dark, Chanticleer is calling. Come in, Europe.
We are Europe. We are the world. I listen. The right to rule is ours because the might is ours. I listen. The superior to all races. Conquered people will be our slaves. I listen. We will conquer the United States by sowing discord among her peoples, by setting class against class. A divided nation cannot stand. We will divide the peoples of the United States. We will sow their land with hatred, one group against the other. America will fall like rotten fruit. Democracy breeds cowards. Our turn will come. Today we own Europe. Tomorrow, the whole world. Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler, indeed. Heil hell. Go drool your spittle on the dark wind and be damned. You mouth no human sound of pity. No single word in all your spill and spew of talk that mentions kindliness or simple decency. No compassionate syllable speaking for the agony of man. But always we hear the gutturals of butchery. Always the Nazi tongue is on the trigger of hate and violence. Always the Nazi bullet speaking to a man stricken on his cross. We've heard you mouth and maul the microphone, yet what comes out is not the sound of human words, but rather a squirming alphabetic soup of maggots dressed up in syllables of speech, vermin reeling out and fat with infection. Oh, caves and grottos of pestilence, foul mouths that blacken the earth with putrefaction and bubonic plague. But wait, we in the States are sticklers for sanitation and health. Remember yellow fever? We help clean up that mess. There's still another yellow fever that cries for disinfection. We're dealing with those gangrene spots around Midway, the Coral Seas, and the Solomons. Our bombardiers and gunners are quite clever at isolating and killing germs. I have in mind the classic touch of a young American bacteriologist. His procedure in dealing with germs is known as the alliterative method. Cited sub, thanks same. Pasteur could do no better, nor could Ehrlich, tracking down the spirochete. Cited sub, thanks same. Remember this, baboon of Berchtesgaden, deathmonger and pimp of darkness, all running sore and faucet of pestilence, malignant drip. Remember this. The vitamin of democracy upon which we feed has so muscled us with courage that we shall stand immune to your infection, destroy your plague's contagion, and turn the world to chemic freshness in the morning of our victory.
Mm-hmm.
Cockerell, will you once more call Europe, call the crucified, the voiceless ones, those who finger the dark calendar and look for the first draws of light? They wait for you, Cockerell. Give them a sign.
I heard your greeting, not by short wave, but by the harsh antenna. You speak good morning out of your throat. Good morning. It is an old and beautiful sound. We remember it in our darkness. We cannot say it yet, for we are the voiceless ones. But our dreams are lit up with it. Good morning is a music that fills the mind with hope. And one day, we will say good morning again. And we will cry it out like thunder. And the mingled voices of free peoples will cry out in hosannas, good morning. The morning is here, and bells will say it. And birds will build nests in its sweet songs, and children will grow by its light. And in the deep heart of man, there will be joy. You say good morning, Cockerell. They took our morning. They stole our lamps. They reached their bloody hands into our sky and tore down the sun.
My baby, shattered with her doll.
They ravished our fears and left us the stubble of hunger. They sucked our vineyards dry and left us the drought of sorrow.
It is no concern of ours if they starve. Take all grain and foodstuffs and ship them back to Germany.
They chained us to their plows.
Ella.
While we slaved
Ella.
For their bellies.
Oh,
they tied us to their looms.
Ella.
We made garments for their bodies.
Ella.
While we wove our own shrouds.
Asta! 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 We will show you how to work. Carry him to the canal. We'll dump him in. The swine of a pole.
And our dreams. How can we say good morning in a dark land?
And so we sat us down by the waters of Babylon and wept. We hung our harps on the willows. Or how can we sing in a dark land? How can we sing in a dark land?
Morning in Europe. Only the black night.
Stand them up against the wall! Stop! Ready! Aim! Fire!
What? You cannot stand for more than 14 hours a day? Well then, sit down! Much better. You won't have to stand now.
Thorvald Hansen, you're a school teacher here.
Yes. What do you wish?
Gambitas.
That makes four in our street. They do not come back. They are lost because of a word spoken for the freedom of their conquered country. They do not come back.
I am Pastor Nimala. The church is my deep concern. I come to ask a question. Will the church continue to exist under your regime?
So? The question of the existence of the church, huh? I have supreme power over the church. Jesus Christ was only a man and a Jew. I am more powerful than Christ, Pastor Nimala. I determine what's Christian and what is not. I am still the Führer of the German people. God has selected me for that. I alone am the Führer. I must wipe out any kind of sickness from the Reich. And I consider the sentiment of feeling for Christianity as a kind of mental disease. Pastor Niemöller, if you stand in my way, you shall be crushed. You shall be crushed as everyone else who stands in my way.
There is much to say. Oh, fortunate in the big state. You have been spared Europe's sorrow. Till now the oceans have brothered you and walled you round with fathoms of safety. Only now the walls crumble a bit. Yes, they aim their darkness at you now. We were the first to fall. For we were the first upon their path. We too were walled round with mountains and rivers. We never believed that they would come. We were dazed among dilemmas. Yet one day, we were under their bombs and in the flame of their tanks. Yes, their bomb sights are set for you now. I beg you, believe the intention of their words. Do they not say, today Europe is ours, tomorrow the whole world? I say, to all nations fighting for freedom, strike down this darkness and liberate the sun. Give us hope, O brave nation, that we may again say, good morning, in the bright land. Until then, we shall watch our skies and our shores for a signal. We shall be ready.
Yes, Americans, they mean us now. Their bomb sights are aimed at our hearts and our cities. They mean business, and their business is destruction. America, deeds must be done now, or else we're undone, and worse than dead being slaves. We need no further testimony of their terror. Our verdict is in. We need not call up the governments in exile for further proof, or name the unhappy conquered countries, now gasping under fathoms of night. The voiceless lands whose people are slaves, whose flags have vanished, whose songs have been stilled by the conqueror's bullet. Yes, Americans, they mean us now. Can we appease the Fang's conscience, appeal to its better nature? There were leaders of people who fraternized with Fangs, thinking it profitable to run with the pack. The people of those leaders are now shepherded by wolves. Can we temper the wind of chaos with appeals and coddlings? There were leaders of people who did business with chaos, sucking stealthily in the dark the bone of their dividends. The people of those leaders were betrayed to violence and death. Yes, Americans, they mean us now. Their bomb sights are set. But we shall not be target for their darkness.
America, America, open up your eyes and see the bloody sight.
Pharaoh's back in town and he's plundering the light. His voice is like a maniac's, it crackles like a gun, and his bayonets are pressed to the ribs of the sun. sun.
Again, good morning in the bright land. Until then, we shall watch our skies and our shores for a signal. We shall be ready.
And we who love the light will make no truce with darkness. We will not take darkness for an answer. Our compass points toward the sun. The needle trembles upon the dawn. In freedom's hour, we shall proclaim the morning.
Columbia Workshop has presented Proclaim the Morning, an original verse drama by David Ross. The voice of the woman was Miss Helen Menken. The narrator was David Ross. The music to the poem Freedom's Morning was composed by Jacques Wolff, the baritone solo sung by Rand Smith, and the original score was composed and conducted by Roy Bargy. Proclaim the Morning was directed by Earl McGill. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.